Greetings and salutations. Part two, winter driving. You know, I listened to Slandy's second one and part of his first one again, because I was trying to remember. And most of what Stefano says is true. Your car is going to act differently on snow and ice. Ice, you're kind of, I don't know, you're really tiptoeing, and especially if it's really super bad. You know, there's, I don't care if you got front wheel drive, rear wheel drive. Back in 2001, we had a really bad ice storm here. Imagine getting the transit route buses stuck, and that's where I worked. And so did my beloved, he still does. And dealing with those massive beasts, I learned really, I never got stuck learning to drive on ice with those. You basically creep along, and you, I don't know how to explain it, but my whole thing is even when I was riding motorcycle, it's, how the tires feel on the road with your foot on the accelerator. And I'm not a good teacher, really. That's why I didn't do one of the boos to teach your fellow audio booer, because I just suck at it. But when I was trying to explain it to the man-child when he started riding motorcycle, all I could say is that you are one with the motorcycle and the road. Same with the car. You're one with the car and the road. You really have to know what your car is capable of doing, and general driving knowledge, the counter steering. You know, you're going to steer the opposite direction of what your back end is, where it's going. I tend now, you know, because one of the first things people do is they overreact and they slam on their brakes. No. I stopped doing that. Oh, God. I think when I was in my 20s, I slid and hit the back end of a car. Yeah, I think it was like 20, maybe 19. It was the only time I ever did it. I learned from that one. No. in really severe road conditions, you take your foot off the accelerator, you let the car come to a slow, you know, crawl. You shouldn't be going fast anyway. You shouldn't be doing the speed limit if the road conditions are, you know, treacherous. You should be going slower. And so knowledge of common, you know, road driving skill, and then you kind of up it. Slandy did say something that makes sense when, you know, like the country roads, you can't tell sometimes where the edge of the, there's no curb. It just kind of, the concrete just falls off into the ground, you know, into some gravel. And then you go down like into a little ditch. And with so much snow, it kind of makes it wider and the plows come along. And when you have ice, if you can get close to the snow edge, you know, as possible, you know, that it's better. That way, you do get more traction on the snow than you do with ice. And my thing is I always remember the word inertia. I don't know if it's, but it just came to my head, because the stopping distance, you know, because a lot of people are afraid, you know, you're going to hit something. You have to remember you got your back end pushing you forward. And especially in a vehicle that I drive, the size of it, and it irritates me to no end when cars pull out front and think that I can stop on a dime on a icy road or on a, you know, snow covered road. It doesn't work that way. I have more speed built up in that massive vehicle, you know, and some idiot pulls out in front of me thinking they can stop. No. But, you know, and I haven't had an accident since 2009, May. I know it was in May, the end of May, I think. It wasn't my fault either. And then the accident before that was 2004. That wasn't my fault either. Next, and before that, well, when I worked for the city, driving the transit buses, I had lots of accidents, but they weren't my fault. Nope, they weren't. Well, good luck. Laterness, people.